Chapter 10. We Must Save Billy. "Mr. Wilson, please, we must save Billy and Mr. Brown," I shout. But Mr. Wilson still doesn't move. I turn to the fire extinguisher and break the glass with my shoe. The fire alarm rings. I take the extinguisher and run to the classroom. The door is locked, so I run to Mr. Wilson. "Where's the key?" I shout. "Give it to me, quick!" But he doesn't answer. There are some keys on Mr. Wilson's belt. I take them from him and run to the door. I find the key and open it. The room is full of smoke. 6 firemen run down the corridor. They're wearing special clothes and they're carrying special equipment.
"Who's inside the room?"
a fireman asks. "A student called Billy Reed and our teacher, Mr. Brown," I answer. 3 firemen run into the room. 2 minutes later, a fireman comes out with Billy. He's alive! Billy sits with me on the floor and coughs. His body is trembling and his face is white. Then the other firemen come out.
"We can't find your teacher,"
one of the firemen says.
"He wasn't in there."
Now I think I understand. Mr. Brown wasn't in the room, but his ghost was, I explain.
"This boy is crazy!"
"Maybe it's the shock of the fire."
The firemen extinguish the fire and then they examine the classroom. They find Mr. Wilson's oil lamp. The fire started because of the lamp.